Welcome to Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships. I'm Rika Lasalm, and this season we're diving deep into the most crucial aspect of any relationship, communication. Today's episode is all about why communication is the foundation of every strong relationship. Whether you're in a new relationship, married for years, or looking to strengthen your connection with your partner, the way you communicate can make all the difference. So let's explore why communication is so important, common pitfalls to avoid, and actionable steps you can take to improve the way you and your partner talk, listen, and connect. In this episode of Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships, we explore how effective communication strengthens emotional intimacy. Emotional intimacy is the key to feeling truly connected with your partner beyond physical attraction or shared activities. When you communicate openly, listen deeply, and express emotions honestly, you create a bond that withstands life's ups and downs. Whether you're struggling to feel close to your partner or simply want to deepen your connection, this episode will give you the tools to foster emotional intimacy through intentional and meaningful communication. So first and foremost, what is emotional intimacy that we're going to talk about in this episode? Emotional intimacy is the ability to share your deepest thoughts, feelings, and vulnerabilities with your partner without fear of judgment. When emotional intimacy is strong, partners feel safe, understood, and deeply connected. Lack of emotional intimacy can lead to feelings of loneliness even when physically together. So, the role of communication in emotional intimacy. Open and honest communication builds trust, which is the foundation of emotional intimacy. Being able to express your fears, dreams, and insecurities allows your partner to know you on a deeper level. Without strong communication, misunderstandings and emotional distance can grow. And now let's look at how emotional intimacy strengthens relationships. Couples who communicate effectively feel more supported and secure. It reduces conflicts by ensuring both partners feel heard and valued. It fosters deeper emotional and even physical intimacy as partners feel more connected. So let's dive into some common communication barriers to emotional intimacy. The first one is fear of vulnerability. Many people struggle to open up emotionally due to past experiences or fear of rejection. Number two here is assuming your partner should just know. Expecting your partner to automatically understand your emotions without expressing them can lead to frustration. I personally have experienced that, and it was quite frustrating. Let me tell you that when the woman I was dating at the time thought that I would know immediately what she meant and that I should just know the things she wanted, which are things that will develop throughout the relationship and can be something that actually happens down the line, but not when you've started to date or are just in the beginning of a relationship. You obviously don't know each other that well yet. But it will come if a relationship continues. Lack of active listening. If you're only half listening while thinking of your response, you're missing an opportunity for emotional connection. And I've talked about active listening in my last episode, which you can find above. Distractions and lack of quality time is the fourth most common barrier to emotional intimacy that I will bring up in this episode. Trying to have deep conversations while scrolling through your phone or watching TV prevents real connection. So, how can you overcome these barriers? Well, you can do this by applying today's technique. Deep listening for emotional intimacy. So what is deep listening? Deep listening is an advanced form of active listening, where you focus entirely on your partner's emotions, words, and nonverbal cues without interrupting them or planning your response. Here are five steps that you can do today to practice deep listening. The first one, and that's crucial, create a safe space. Choose a distraction-free environment for deeper conversations. The second step
is to listen with empathy. Instead of immediately offering advice, acknowledge their feelings first. Number 3. Reflect back emotionally. Use phrases like, "It sounds like you're feeling overwhelmed by everything happening at work right now. That must be very stressful." Number 4. Ask open-ended questions. Watch my video here if you want some examples, but one of them is, "Can you tell me more about that?" So encourage further sharing by asking that question. It's a great way to practice deep listening. And finally, avoid jumping to solutions. Sometimes your partner just needs to be heard rather than fixed, so to speak. So let's look at a case study here. And of course, this is just an example and shall not be seen as a guarantee that it will work. But Maria and David had been together for 7 years. But over time, Maria felt like they had lost their emotional connection. She often tried to share her feelings, but David would interrupt with solutions instead of just listening. This left Maria feeling unheard, and she started withdrawing emotionally. After learning about deep listening, David made a conscious effort to change his approach. Instead of offering immediate solutions, he started validating Maria's feelings and listening without judgment. Over time, Maria felt safer opening up, and their emotional bond grew stronger. By shifting from problem-solving mode to deep listening, Maria and David recovered and rediscovered the intimacy they had been missing in their relationship. So, here are 5 actionable takeaways. To improve emotional intimacy through communication, have daily emotional check-ins. Set aside 10 to 15 minutes each day to talk about how you're feeling emotionally, not just about logistics. Number 2, ask thoughtful questions. Instead of asking, "How was your day?" ask, "What's something that made you feel really happy or frustrated today?" Number 3, validate before offering solutions. When your partner shares something difficult, respond with, "That sounds really tough. I'm here for you," before offering advice. Number 4, share vulnerabilities. Emotional intimacy grows when you share your fears, dreams, and feelings rather than just surface-level topics. And finally, use physical touch to reinforce emotional connection. A reassuring touch, hug, or holding hands while talking can deepen emotional intimacy. Now, as I told you, the examples provided in this episode, including Maria and David's story, are for illustrative purposes only. Results are not implied or guaranteed. Every relationship is unique, and outcomes depend on factors like the willingness of both partners to work on the relationship, external circumstances, and personal growth. Techniques shared in this podcast are tools to facilitate communication and emotional connection, but should be adapted to fit your unique situation. For serious challenges, consider consulting a qualified relationship counselor or therapist. Now, if you are listening here, you can download a free PDF transcription of this episode, which includes a full transcript of the episode for easy references, links to additional resources for deepening emotional intimacy, and also exercises and conversation starters to foster deeper emotional connection. So in episode 2 of Loving Focus with Power of Communication in Relationships, we explored how effective communication fosters emotional intimacy and how you can reconnect with your partner on a deeper level. Thank you for tuning into this episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to download your free transcription in the description below, which includes extra resources and exercises to help you put these ideas into practice. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and that like button. And don't forget to watch my next episode, where we'll be diving into actionable communication techniques that you can start today to strengthen your relationship. See you then, and as always, I'm your host, Rika Lestorm. Thanks for watching.